you're the kind of person who has your mind filled with 10 different things that you have to do, and that is producing anxiety, stress, ulcers, colds, backaches, headaches, cramps, runny noses, you know, all of the kinds of physical reactions and manifestations of that kind of thinking, then you have to look at how can you just get a blank mind, or how can you get a quiet mind? How can you just understand that, supposing you're thinking about, you got to get to work, you've got this report you got to get out, you got to get your taxes done, you got to stop and get some diapers on the way home, the kids need to have bananas, and they've got dance lessons I've got to get them to, and you know, an endless catalog of activities. By using your mind to do that and to occupy it all the time, none of that is going to get done. See, all of that is going to get done. Regardless, if you're the kind of person who does those things, it's going to get done. The question is, how do you use your present moments? See, any time you use up your present moment, or any time that you are thinking anxious thoughts, you're denying the present. You're using up the present moment. Instead of using it up in a productive, peaceful, serene, calm way, you are somehow believing that you can't get through this day or this moment any other way, that if I don't think about it and worry about it and be anxious about it. But the fact is, it's going to get done. Your taxes are going to get done. You're not going to jail. You're not the kind of person who's going to opt to just simply not do your taxes. You're going to get the diapers. You're going to get the report done. All of that you're going to get done. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in the position that you're in. You would be doing something else, all right? So if you know that it's going to get done, the question is, what's the most efficient and effective and peaceful way to get things done? I use the analogy often of when you're in a hurry, like when your body is in a hurry. That's when you're least effective at things. That's when you always drop something. You'll drop the keys, and then you'll start sweating. And then when you start sweating, you find yourself getting more upset, and you'll forget something. And you'll walk out the door, and you'll slam the door, and you left the key on the inside. Now you don't have a key. I've talked about when you take a shower. If you rush through a shower because you only have 5 minutes to take a shower, and you finish, and you take your shower, and then you dry yourself off, you didn't need to take a shower because you're already dirty again. I mean, you're already sweating, and all. You can take the same 5 minutes and take a shower if that's all you have, and you can do it peacefully. The same 5 minutes. You can push all of the other stuff out, and you can just relax. And if you've got 3 minutes, instead of rushing through it, you can just let the water pour. You can experience the water. You can wash your body. You can do whatever. You can dry it all off. And when you finish, you're not sweating. And you had the same amount of time. The nervousness and all of that comes from the way that you decide to process. Now, in the physical world, you understand that if you hurry and rush and are filled with 1,000 different activities, that you have decreased your efficiency. Why isn't the same thing true in the mental world? In your mind. If you are filling your mind with all of the things that you have to do and you're worried about all of those things and get yourself all consumed with them, then you're still going to be less efficient, less effective, and you're still going to be cluttered. At a moment like that, you put on a tape. If you're going to drive, you got to drive. You can't get the bananas and the diapers and the report done and the IRS taken care of in the car on the freeway. You can't do that then. You're driving. So why not be here now, as Ram Dass says. Be here now. Hear some music. Put on a tape. Meditate right there. Don't close your eyes. But just, like, push it all out. Okay, it's all going to get, all of that's going to get held. But meantime, I'm going to enjoy this.